right here. Just pay attention to us.
The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Oh.
I loved that.
I was trying to go creepy.
I felt like we were little children. Look at you right now.
I was going, come little children.
Oh my,
I'll take thee away. Yeah.
Me too.
I was doing that.
I actually felt like a little church mouse for some reason when we were doing it. I was sort of like, we're creeping in with this melody.
My nephew, the like little kid group at the church is called the church mice.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
Isn't that the cutest thing?
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
He got like a prayer card in church and was like so excited that he like brought it to show me.
Oh.
And he's 2 years old. So he's like,
oh my God.
And I was like, who is that? He's like, an angel.
Aww.
And I was like, who gave you that? He's like, Jesus.
Oh my God.
But anyway, what were we talking about before we started talking about God?
Church mice.
Eradicate them.
Get them out of there. I love that. I remember when I used to see, what's that show? The Nutcracker. Mm. And like the little kids that are in the Nutcracker that are just like, we need you cute for a second in a costume and out you go.
The ones that are like under the dress.
Yeah, just like cute kids that pop out for 2 seconds, but you're like, encore for the kids. I love it.
My cousins were like ballerinas at the...
Wow. Can you imagine being a ballerina? I think about that sometimes.
I literally think about it every day.
Every day. Because you know what? I really mean this. If you were a ballerina, I want to give you a hug and I want to give you help. Because when I watch Dance Moms, like the idea there's a sport that's like, you have to be perfect. Look perfect.
But I feel like Dance Moms isn't like, well, I think that
is ballet. That is ballet. It's very like, we are critical of everything about you. And I think ballerinas, you're walking around with a little cripple cane. Like I really think.
With a little cripple cane.
Like I'm saying like your brain to be attacked that young on like the way everything. I just think I go get those kids help for soccer. They're like, do the best you can. Try to kick the ball. Like there was way less pressure.
I feel like. Oh no, what I was gonna say, okay. I follow this straight male ballet dancer.
Okay.
On TikTok who like makes these funny videos, but like, and he's also very charming.
Okay, yeah.
But he'll make these videos that are like POV, you're buying ballet clothes. And I'm like watching the whole thing and I'm like, totally.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's so what it is.
Wow.
If you could be a professional dancer of any kind, what
would I be?
Which kind of dance?
Well, from what I've seen with Dance Moms, I would be lyrical because you have to emote emotion. And most of the time it's a very dramatic piece. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were doing like what's cool, I would be the gymnast kind. Whatever you call that. Acrobatic dance.
I would be a ballerina probably.
Okay. Well, I thought you were asking me. Who would you be, a ballerina? They're beautiful.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like that's like, you know, the classiest
one.
Yeah,
that's very classy. I love a tutu.
People imagine if I was like, I'm a ballerina. And people are like, I'm like.
Yeah, sorry. That's like at least an area I haven't seen that's made a lot of progress. You know what I mean?
Ballet.
Yeah, like progress in like what a ballerina looks like or like,
oh,
you know what I mean? Like other places,
no
it's like
body positivity
there is,
in ballet,
you can't,
yeah.
I don't know how you, I mean, I think it's actually pretty easy. You just start doing it. But I feel like the way it is, which is like just no progress has been made. I haven't seen a ballerina change since it was ballerina when I was a kid.
And I think, I mean, it's all, it starts, you have to be like a little kid to be a ballerina when you're an adult. You know what I mean? You have to start as a kid.
You have to ballerina from the day you're born. As soon as you're out, you're on your tiptoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and that's how, I know one of my best friends like was a ballerina. Like she went to high school specifically for it and then went into like a conservatory. Like,
see, I'm like, I get it, but also.
I don't get it.
I've never seen a middle-aged ballerina.
That's another thing I'm saying. Like, she then went to, like, and now she's a physical therapist and she's part of it's because she was always hurt.
Yeah.
Because ballerinas, like, your feet, they're like, wreck them.
I've seen Black Swan.
You've seen Black Swan.
Okay.
Okay, so I know and how
they
it goes.
Have sex with each other. Don't they?
Black Swan? I have no idea. I don't remember. It was so dark and I was sad. And see, that's ballerina to me. So anyhow, if you're a ballerina listening, I'm just sending you a big hug. And I just want you to know.
I don't think ballerinas are listening to us.
You don't think?
We're not a ballerina's vibe.
I think that we're retired ballerinas. If you're a current ballerina, you're probably not listening. And I respect that. But
the
if
only
you're retired.
Way a ballerina's listening to this is if she's retired and her friend that's. She's now working at like her dead end job that she's reevaluating her whole life with is like, you know, you should listen to this podcast. They're so funny.
And she's maybe. Like, I could laugh more
and
in my life.
And now she's hearing this
and
conversation.
She's a huge fan. If you're a ballerina and you're a listener of ours, please message me because I actually feel like, okay.
And not that you were a ballerina under, when you were a kid. Everybody was a ballerina when they were a kid.
That's what I'm talking about. If you identify as a ballerina.
As an adult.
No, just a retired ballerina.
But a professional.
What does that mean?
Paid.
No, I think that just because someone, what if they did it all through high school? They still had to have that, like, be perfect, didn't do it professionally. I'm a soccer player.
Well, are we giving therapy to these girls or are we just finding out what happens when you become a professional ballerina?
I was just like,
everybody, like, I feel like you're going to hear from 500 people.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't give a shit about ballet in high school.
Oh my God, but those are the people I was talking to because they, through high school, people kept being like, point your toe, I said, Diane. And if I see you eat another cracker, I'll throw you out the window.
I guess if you were on track to be a professional ballerina.
Everyone's on the track.
Not everyone. Some people like do ballet on Saturdays. You know what I mean? Like you just took a class.
Yeah, if that was your main hobby. Can we say that? If that was
hobby.
Your main... What did you have?
Well, you can, whoever you want to reach out to, you can reach out to you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't care.
I care. I really think I care about dancers and I care about you guys. That's what today's about. Wait, we have really exciting
Jesse
news.
Jesse cares about everybody, though.
I do.
You could reach out to Jesse and be like, I took one ballet class in fifth grade and it made me.
And I'll be like, I'm here
afraid
for you, girl.
To date.
I
and
know.
Jesse
it.
Would be like,
get in here.
Oh my God.
Get in here.
We should have this girl on the pod.
That's very true. Wait, we have exciting news.
I'm taking ballet on Wednesdays. Yeah.
No, we have such exciting news. This is like groundbreaking.
well,
kind of. If you, okay, middle children, we love a holiday. We love Halloween. We were like, what should we do for this audience? Okay, you want to take over?
No, you can do it. We've just done it.
That's what I'm saying. We've done it, but then we didn't. We did it during the pandemic, but then we've been readjusting. We're at a new network. The network's great. Slickback Studios. And they're like, what if you guys do a Halloween live show?
A second annual
Halloween.
Tri-annual, but
well,
because it was years ago at this point. But
listen, a Halloween show, a live show. So we are going to have the link right in the episode description. Everyone can be there.
You don't have to be New York centric.
All the people about to book in a flight from the Midwest, cancel those, throw it towards tickets. Okay. Throw it towards tickets. The link is in our description. It's going to be so fun.
Look at this cop with a skeleton hand.
And
there's more of that to come.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be great. You know, I love to decorate. It's going to be spooky. We might do pumpkin carving.
So we are going to do pumpkin carving.
Yes, we are.
And we want to see your pumpkins carved. Okay. So send us
a picture because then Chris will probably roast it and I will toast it. It's the roast and toast.
It's the roast and toast. It's the annual pumpkin roast and toast. I love it. That's amazing.
That's really funny.
Jesse, it'll be a compliment sandwich. Okay. So Jesse will say something nice.
Yes,
I'll completely destroy
that's
it.
Perfect.
And then
that's
Jesse
so
will
us.
End it with
that's
something
so
nice.
Us.
Is this the first time you guys have like gotten to that? As a like concept,
roast
kind of amazing and brilliant.
I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Oh my my God, I'm crying. You guys, if you want to be a part of the roast and toast, send in your carvings pictures. Let us know if it's a kid's.
That's iconic. I can't believe we just thought of roast and toast.
That should be us. We should always be doing a roast and toast live shows. Maybe that's a segment.
That is absolutely a segment. Yes.
Oh my.
Count on it, audience.
You can count on it. We've got a new segment called the roast and toast. Send in pics, send in whatever. Oh my God. We're about to break the internet. TikTok, watch out.
Send your pumpkins. If your kids made them, don't send them unless you want.
Unless they're happy for a roast and toast. Or put on it, this is a child's. Scarlett.
Yeah.
Girl, shout out to you. You better send yours.
I guess you can say, please don't roast.
Say more toasting than roasting. And sometimes more roasting than toasting. How do you like that?
I love it.
Me too.
DM us those, please.
Yes.
And
buy those tickets.
Buy those tickets Tuesday, October 30th, yes. 8 p.m. from the comfort of your own home.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Maybe we'll get high. We'll have a little drinky. Like, it'll be a party.
And I think, I could be wrong, but I think what we're doing is, if you miss it, the show is going to be on the Patreon for the Marshas. So if you, that's another way you can run to our Patreon, become a Marsha. If you're like, oh, I want to make sure that I'm going to see it. But if you want to watch live, tickets are $12.
It's like 14 with fees, but yes.
It's like 14 with fees, $15 to hang out with friends and roast and toast.
I love it.
I would do it for $1 million. How do you like that? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
For the roast and toast.
I literally.
Oh, and we're going to carve pumpkins also.
Yes.
Of maybe each other.
I know. It's going to be so fun, you guys. I literally can't handle it. I cannot handle it. And what are we going to dress up as? We don't even know yet.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Because you guys will remember at the last live show.
It wasn't.
I brought it, and Jesse is more dressed up now than she was then.
I know. Well, you know, I didn't think about the fact that it was a full head-to-toe costume. But
to me, like, you can't buy a Party City costume.
Okay.
Put it on and be like, I'm ready.
Wow.
Is that a costume to you?
I mean, back then it was. Now I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's as easy to get ready as it is to
get dressed in the morning.
Get dressed for bed.
Yeah.
No.
Call it a day.
It's like people love the like onesie.
That's what it was.
Animal costumes.
That's what it was. I know.
Bitch.
In the suburbs, though, I get it. If I'm walking around and it's chilly, I'm like, call me Tiger. What's his name? Call me Tigger. Give me a bag and I'm like toasty and warm.
I guess. Give you a bet. What are you, trick-or-treating?
Yeah, with the kids. I'm saying if I'm in the suburbs and the kids want to go around from house to house and it's cold.
Well, if you're a mom.
I'm a mom.
Taking the kids around trick-or-treating, then yeah,
Tigger.
I guess a onesie is fine.
Exactly. Oh, but it's like to a party. What if you belt it?
Should we be Tigger and Piglet?
Yeah, that's really funny. Oh my God.
There's a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh.
Why?
I don't know.
That's horrific.
It's like someone that wears a Winnie the Pooh mask and slashes and dashes.
I'm surprised they can't sue. I'd be like, you can't take something that I'm doing for kids and make it scary. You're going to ruin my audience.
I feel like it's new, too.
What? Maybe it's past the 100 years or whatever. Is that what it is? Oh, my God. So anyone can use it. That's horrific. Wow.
I watched Evil Dead Rise. Have you ever seen that?
Not once in my life.
It is horrific.
Oh, God. What is it?
It was the most horrific horror movie I've ever seen.
Like scary bad or like just
like
terrible?
Like gruesome. Like ripping scalps off.
No. Unfortunately, no.
Cheese graters.
What? People are sick.
Sick.
What's fun about sickos is like sometimes sickos cross a line so that they can be seen. And sometimes sickos are among us. They have just like different jobs and things. They're like, you know, like a sicko who's like, I'll clean up body parts happily. And you're like, okay, Ted. And he's like, this is my dream job. And you're like, that's a sicko.
Killers
just
walk among
us. I know.
Is the thing.
They're coming up with like movies that they're like, and then his head's cut off and someone eats it. And you're like, Brian, are you okay?
I mean, that's like light. I feel like
I know, but people had to slowly start doing it. And then everyone's like, that's a really smart idea. How'd you come up with that?
It's like true. I mean, the world's obsessed with true crime.
I know. We're scared and we're because we're. Yeah, there are just sickos among us.
I mean, I'm so desensitized.
Yeah, are you?
It's insane.
Oh my God. You're
by that kind of thing.
That's crazy.
I fall asleep to Forensic Files half the time.
Oh my God. Yeah. Whenever I watch a lot of blood, my knees, even if I'm lying down, I feel them almost buckle and get weak.
Really?
Yeah. Like my legs will start tingling. Like even now that we're talking about it, my legs are being weird. And like, yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm going to get so sick and like, I'm going to pass out even though I'm sitting, you know?
Good to know.
Yeah. Really for the show. I'll just be passing out left and right.
Yeah.
You love blood.
I don't love blood, but
you love blood.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a blood lover.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Would you rather be a vampire or a like person who can see and talk to dead people?
A psychic.
Not a medium. Psychic.
I think it's a medium.
Yeah, like a clairvoyant.
That's interesting. Well, what's interesting is the vampire, I automatically thought that's a sexy one. I'm like, that's kind of hot. Course. I don't know why. Or do I want to be able to speak to dead people, which is interesting and fun. But I could see having trouble with boundaries. And therefore, I will say I'll be a vampire. No one's going to come to me and bug me.
What if you're bloodthirsty?
Yeah, I would.
How are you going to feed it?
My blood quench?
Yeah.
I either like Vampire Diaries go off of blood. I just am a vegetarian. You know what I mean? Or I take from blood banks.
Okay.
You know? No one's getting hurt.
Can vampires do animal blood?
Oh, I'd hope so. But probably not based on just like that would have been an easy fix, I think.
But I feel like they do. Sometimes I feel like in vampire movies, it'll start with like a farmer being like, what happened to my cows?
You're right. You're so right. Interesting. I don't know. Drinking blood would be bad for me.
Because the vampire's always like, I get the animal, like it's not enough. And I'm like, there's so much more blood in a cow than a person.
Yeah. Wow. Would you rather be a ghost or a... witch.
A witch.
Yeah, I know. Okay, wait. A ghost or a vampire?
I feel like a vampire because I will be a ghost, won't we all?
Interesting. Yeah, I guess.
In theory.
I'd like to pass on or just go into a different energy.
I would like to pass on, but I would also like to be able to like come back
ghost
and
a little.
Haunt a little.
Just a little bit. What would you do?
Fuck people up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get revenge on whoever killed me.
Sarah and I were watching in the hotel room because you know when you're in a hotel, at least for me, I don't have cable. I'm like, this is a whole new world. This is Netflix unleashed behind bars for my parents. You know what I mean? And there was a show.
He's impressed by like things from... that we've just like outgrown.
Yeah, I love a throwback.
Like we were at my house and she was so excited we had to watch something with commercials. Yeah. She's like, I love commercials. You never
I'm
get
like,
commercials
how vintage.
Anymore.
Yeah. But we're in this hotel. We watched this thing called whatever it's called, something activity caught on camera. Okay. Paranormal activity caught on camera. And Chris, some of it is so insane. Like where ghosts are mad.
Listen.
Mad.
Is it ghosts or demons?
Okay.
As a ghost. Okay. I've been watching a lot of demon movies and The Haunting. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
It's like there's like 12 seasons. I think it was from like Discovery Plus, something shitty.
Okay.
But they like it's all stories of demons that have come because demons haunt like a person or a thing, whereas ghosts
haunt a space.
Haunt a space. And so like demons, it'll be like we moved and then the same thing started happening because demons never used to be, were never a person. They're just like an evil entity.
Stop. And they attach to people?
Yeah.
That's horrific.
That's what like The Conjuring is about. The Exorcist is about. And then there's a show on Netflix, 28 Days In or something. Because they say that like that's the cycle it takes for like a demon to achieve like
Leaving?
Peak.
Oh, evil?
evil base or like peak like possession.
Oh God.
And so it's these paranormal experts that there's like three different locations and they're like paired up. So this one story they follow are these people who are both paranormal experts staying in this like haunted store.
Okay.
In like West Virginia or something. And okay. they're getting along great and everything. And then the guy starts getting like, you can just, he gets like depressed. He's like sleeping the whole day. No. And the girl is like, I think he's like possessed. And then like getting really angry. And that's what it is. Like it makes you like.
Lose your mind.
Like that. But also it'll just like bring chaos to the home. So like if you're like always fighting with your significant other. And it's like you don't even know what's going on. And then when you're out of the house, it's like you're back in love and whatever. Then you go. It's
wow,
fucking crazy.
And next time I have a partner and we start fighting, I'll be like, I'm sorry to say this, but are you sure don't have a demon attached? Because like whenever we're home, you're weird. And that's going to be my new thing. I'm like, just get your aura checked.
You got to just I sage on the reg.
Do you? Stop. Don't yes. scare me. Don't scare me.
I do. I mean, it's psychotic, but I do.
You know what? I really think a demon wouldn't be attracted to me. I think they'd be like, yikes.
I mean.
Or they've been like, she's been through enough. Like, let's go to someone else. She's been through enough. Leave her alone.
Yeah, but because you've been through a lot, it makes you easy to like.
Don't say that to me. Don't say that.
You're not, but be careful because sometimes they're attached to like antiques and stuff and you love to buy random
but
things.
But I do feel energy from things. Like, I will be like, that, I'm not touching that. Good for me. That means I have a sense.
Premise of Annabelle is about.
What is it? She gets an antique? I'm scared, Chris. I don't know why you're doing this.
Well, it's like Annabelle and The Conjuring, which is all one universe. But it's supposed to be that, like, the girl, like, it goes through time, basically. And the demon goes from, like, person to the doll. And, like, the doll is, like, a conduit to, like, hold the devil. And then...
Oh my God.
And like in the second or most recent Annabelle, which is the best one.
Yeah.
They like have it locked in a, cause they'll lock it in a space. That's the only thing you can do. You can't like get rid of it. So you like lock it in a room surrounded by crosses and like Bibles and stuff.
Oh my God.
And so they have Annabelle locked in this case, but then the babysitter breaks into the room.
Breaks into the room.
Because they have like the room locked because it's all of these evil things
right.
because they're like demonologists.
Yeah.
And the girl's like dad had died and she wanted to like talk to her dad. So that's why she was doing it. So they'll like trick you into thinking like they'll appear as like your family member or like a little kid or something. And then you will let it get close to you. And then it's actually the fucking devil. So...
Have a great day. That for me, that's a hard pass. Like that's just such a no. And I'll say this, one time I was in an antique store, I saw a doll's head and I said,
"You love dolls."
Well, yes, but I said that doll is scary. I was going to tell Sarah about it cuz she loves kind of creepy dolls. I was going to take a picture and I went, "Don't take a picture. The energy's bad." I went and found Sarah. She's holding the doll. She's like, "I love it." I was like, "Oh, I felt that's so funny. I felt a weird energy." But then she like cleaned it and made it a potted plant and the energy is so much better.
We'll see.
I'm telling you.
For now.
Stop. I can't take this on, unfortunately. And I know people are like, yeah, why are you taking it on? I'm just telling you, I refuse.
What are you taking on?
I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's change the subject.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Not thinking about it is the perfect way to get.
Stop. I can't. It's too much. You're going to have me scared.
Listen, there's no demon
attached to me right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
For now. But how? Find Jesus, honey.
I will find him. Okay.
Oh, great. Let's do a
should we?
Hallmark.
Oh, my God. Let's do a Hallmark.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Picture this. A high-powered...
demonologist.
Witch. I'm getting off of demonologists. I'm getting off of demons. Okay. We did witch last time?
We did, but...
Okay, I'll switch it.
I think this is actually going to come out first, so...
Well, I don't want to... Okay, now I'm in my head.
Am I a wish?
We also do the Halloween show.
Yeah.
Save it. All right. I'm going in a different direction. A high-powered choir director.
Okay.
Oopsie daisy. Okay. Is click, click, clacking. She's holding the two sticks that she conducts with.
Is there two? Seems like there'd be a lot of room for error there.
You're right. There's one stick. No, there's two. And she hands it to someone. Who is it?
Me.
It's you.
Okay.
Okay, so we're both actually choir directors. And it's a really big choir. We're talking like 150.
Co-choir directors.
Co-choir directors. I focus on the sopranos. You're on the altos. The lower.
What? How fucking dare you? You put me with the fucking altos?
Oh my God.
You get the melody.
Yeah.
And I get the fucking bum, bum, bum. Story of my life.
But that's really hard to conduct.
I don't care.
You're like, bum, 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 bum.
So I get the fucking tenors, the basses, and the altos, and you just get the reigning queens.
We actually rotate. That's part of it. So we're like switching places and everyone's like.
It's like Trader Joe's.
It's like Trader Joe's, and it's like, oh, the conductors are also doing a dance, like a literal show and a dance.
Love it.
Love it. And it's called Kooky Little Choir.
Don't love that, but okay.
The Kooky Little Choir.
Kooky Little Choir sounds like a TikTok of like women at a nursing home. It does not sound like an intricate.
Well, it's very intricate. They go on tour, and right now they are wrapping up their Thanksgiving tour. Okay? And the song is ending that's like, give thanks, 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 thanks.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. And it's like standing ovation. And we both bow. We do a little switch. We bow. Everyone's bowing. We leave. You and I go into a room, light up a cigarette, and we're like,
we're smoking inside.
What a great show. What a great show that was. Hear me out. I know it's only weeks before Christmas, and normally you and I say we're taking the holidays off. No
As
one
choirs
wants-
do.
We're a famous choir.
Most choirs take off the holidays.
Well, this choir normally does because it's like everyone wants to be around family. We work. We're 6 days a week. We're
Wow.
It's a really big choir. It's like very big on social media. So there are brand deals left and right. Our cloaks are currently sponsored by
Barney's.
Barney's. The TV show for kids. Green and purple are our colors. It's a whole thing. And so, and we're all just raking it in. I say, what if we do a Christmas show?
That was our
show?
Big break.
That was our big break.
We're on Barney.
Yep. I say, what if we do a Christmas show?
What?
I know. It's crazy.
That's fucking. A choir doing a Christmas show?
I know.
I have never heard of anything so ludicrous.
It's kind of wild, but the thing is, normally we do that so we don't compete with other choirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the choir all year except the holidays.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
When choirs are in high demand. That's kind of our whole kooky thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a choir without the Mariah Carey effect.
Exactly. And I say, what if we Mariah Carey effect ourselves?
Okay. It worked for her.
It worked for her. What if we do either a live television event? I think that is what we do. Maybe.
Do you have a connection to a television studio?
They'll love the kooky choir. A Christmas kooky choir.
Is that a cigarette or a joint? What's happening?
It's whatever you want it to be, honey. Now listen.
It's heroin.
Okay, so all of a sudden Cynthia comes in. Cynthia's like kind of our assistant. She she just helps with paperwork and stuff. And she comes in, and I put my cigarette right on her face, and
Jesus
I say,
Christ.
And I say, "Knock, you whore!" And she runs out, and I go, "I can't believe I got rid of my cigarette."
I was like, "I think that was a little much."
And I go, "Shut your face! Can I have your cigarette?"
No, you burn it on her face.
Okay, she comes in. She's like, "Hi." She's holding her face. Unfortunately, she does yeah. have a burn. And she's like, "Hi, sorry about not knocking. I just got word from Drew Carey." And Drew said that he wants the kooky choir on The Price is Right.
Doing what?
singing.
Playing?
Playing.
Okay, singing.
Singing. That was going to be one of the things behind the curtain. They could either win a boat.
Or a performance.
Or the choir performance, which is just kind of a crowd favorite.
Which happens right then.
Exactly. So we're all excited. We're going to be on The Price is Right.
A boat.
A boat. And then, so we're at The Price is Right. Okay. And wow. Drew says, and I say, we're going to try to do a television special. And Drew says, stop everything. Use my studio. Use my studio. Use my network. Is it ABC or NBC? What is it?
CBS
is the thing. What's CBS? What is it known for? Kate, what is it?
What?
What's CBS? What does it stand for?
Cable broadcast station.
Is that central? Interesting.
Are you sure?
Oh,
that's fair.
What's NBC?
National broadcast.
What's ABC? Oh, wow. You can tell that was at the beginning. Well, you know what I mean? That's why it's been around so long. It's like TV network station. Okay, I've lost it. Where am I? Sorry.
We're performing on The Price is Right.
Right. The Columbia, the Central. Oh, Columbia. It is Columbia.
Oh, my God. Look at
I'm
me.
I'm drunk. Okay. The Columbia Broadcast Network. I know. Forget it. So what's going on? Okay. So, oh, we're there. He's like, you can use our studio. We're like, great. He's like, come meet some of my crew. I go, okay, great. You're behind me. We're both like, I'm about to light up. He says, please don't. We're inside. I say, oh, gosh. Okay. I look
it's
up.
It's crazy that as a professional vocalist, you are such a chain smoker.
I know. It really is crazy. It hasn't affected my vocal cords. So why should I
it
stop?
It gives you the rasp.
It's a little
it
bit
you
of
like
the
an
rasp.
Amy Winehouse
yeah,
rasp.
I love that. It's like,
she might have been dead at 28, but she could have sang, honey.
That's true. 27, I believe. The curse is 27. Anywho, so then, oh, okay, we're walking around. He's like, come meet my crew. I look up and I go, oh my God, a light fixture has fallen.
Oh my God.
It feels like a light fixture has fallen. It actually hasn't, but something is blocking the light that I think is a fixture, maybe mm-hmm. a camera. I'm not sure what it is because it's really like, it's
big.
It's big is the thing. And as I get closer, so the light, you know, the backlighting focuses, I can see it's a man.
Oh, wow. What's he doing back there?
It's a man. And, you know, the lights normally start at 6 feet if you want that upward angle.
Yeah.
So, but it's a little, he's blocking it. And so it's 6 feet. He's blocking it.
That's interesting.
He's in front of it a little. Like if
Is it a standard stage light?
Standard.
Is there a lens?
Lens? No.
No colors?
No colors.
Okay.
I know.
Is it a DSR?
DSLR. DSR.
DS.
DSR.
DSR lighting. And is it, how is it adhesed to the ceiling?
It's just a light with a rope.
With screws? It's
screws. Screws.
Is it, are they Phillips or straight edge?
Straight.
Right so in. This man has got to be clocking in at about 6'2" or even 6'3".
That's
I would
what
say.
I'm saying. He's very tall. And we're both almost, I get scared.
I said, why aren't you on camera, sir? What are you doing back here?
Exactly. And he's like, he's a camera guy.
Is he
guy.
Santa Claus?
He's a camera guy. Okay?
Okay.
He's a camera guy.
Interesting.
And he's one of those camera guys.
His back must hurt a lot.
That's exactly it. He's a camera guy who holds like a lot of camera like this, like in wow. front of him, like a gimbal. His arms, Chris, you could
he's
ride
the one
him.
Running around
yes.
on stage.
Yes. Okay. In the squat, so his thighs are ripped.
Oh.
And like holding it with his arms, that his muscles are bulging.
Wow.
I'm scared.
He sounds out of my league.
Well, so, and we meet him. I'm flustered. You're a little flustered. He's like, hi, I'm Daniel.
Hi.
Mon chéri. I say hi as well. And he's like, I'm the camera guy. It's really nice to meet you.
He's like, what are you doing here?
And we're like, oh, we're going to be using you in the studio for our first annual.
Did we already perform on The Price is Right or no?
Yeah.
How did it go?
It went really well.
Did they pick us or the boat?
They picked the boat.
So we didn't actually get to perform.
No, well, we got to when the curtains open.
We got to go, bum, bum.
Cookie choir.
And then they closed the curtains again.
Yeah. And then it never opened because they went with the boat.
Yeah.
And the audience was upset about that because they don't get to join in on the boat. But the Kooky Choir performance, it would have been for everybody.
Plus, who wants to win a boat? Do you know how much work a boat is?
I know.
The upkeep on a boat alone.
I think it was a big mistake, but we're all, you know. But then as soon as we cut off the air, Drew said, please, please sing a little number, a little ditty. And I look at you. I look at you and I go, we should. And so we decide to pick one of our favorite songs, which is Kooky Kooky and We're Spooky, which is a Halloween classic. Okay.
Yeah.
And it goes a little something like
this. I think it's more in the Sopranos range.
Is it? But I still need my altos to help me get in.
Spooky. Ooh. Kooky. Yeah.
The Kooky Kooky Choir. We love to sing.
The Kooky Kooky Choir. Your hearts are our desire. If you don't buy her, we'll light your ass on fire. Read us on a flyer. And I think he goes back to the Sopranos there.
Yeah, then it's like, the Kooky Kooky Choir. Ooh, boo.
Ooh, ooh, boo.
And then it goes, Kooky 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 Choir. Kooky 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 Choir, 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 Kooky. And then we're like, and Spooky. And that is the number.
It's kind of like the Monster Mash.
It's exactly like the Monster Mash. And it's such a crowd favorite. And so he's actually starstruck by us, which is
and
crazy.
And the chorus is so easy because it's literally just you saying Kooky over and over and over again.
I know. It's very catchy, which is you always want to do that when you're on television because you want people singing it. Even they go, that choir wasn't that good. But later on, they're brushing their teeth and they're like,
yeah, like Baby That's Shark. Stupid.
Exactly. And those people are millionaires now.
Baby Shark's the number one watched video on YouTube of all time.
Oh, my God.
But they don't include it on the thing. Like when YouTube's like our number one play thing, they don't actually say what it actually is.
It's always kid stuff. That's why. They don't want it. It's always kid stuff. It's kids like, run the world.
Oh, because also it's just repeat, repeat, repeat. But, yeah. Okay, so performed Kooky Choir. Oh,
so anyhow, he's Daniel starstruck when he sees
our self-titled debut.
Exactly. And he's like, yeah, I love choir. I was a ballerina and I would always, what?
Gay.
And he's like, what of it? Wow. And I say, all the good ones are. All the good ones are.
And then he says, speaking of good ones, have you met our set designer?
Ooh.
And this man comes and he's about Aunt Daniel's height.
Oh, he's tall.
He's very, yeah. Six he's two, also tall.
Oh, my God.
And he's wearing.
What could he possibly be wearing?
Roughed up blue jeans.
Ooh, damn.
Okay. He's wearing a belt, a tool belt.
A tool belt?
A tool belt. He has sawdust.
Oh my God, he's been
on his signed. Denim. He's also wearing a denim shirt.
Don't tell me that.
Okay. And he's, but it's buttoned down to like, no. Down to about here.
Wow. Like the chest area.
Because he's been working outside.
Oh my God.
And it's warm.
It's so hot.
And so we're seeing kind of like a lightly glistening olive chest.
You know the sleeves are rolled up. You
of course the sleeves are rolled up, revealing some light but tasteful tattoos.
Oh, I love that.
And he introduces himself.
What's his name?
His name?
Yeah.
It's Carpenter.
Carpenter.
Ironically.
That is ironic.
Because he is a carpenter.
But he says, everyone just calls
and
me
Jesus
Carp.
And Jesus was a carpenter. And it's wow. The holidays. There's a lot going into it.
There really is. His name is everything it could be.
Yeah. And people do call him Carp.
Yes, they do. Do you want to take over?
I feel like I already have. And so Carp introduces himself to us and he lingers with you.
Oh, does he?
And he was like, oh my God, are you an artist? I can feel the creativity through your handshake.
And I go, oh my God, thank you. I'm a choir director.
And I was like, gay. And then he's like, no, I just get that all the time because I'm so sensitive and have such a creative eye.
Oh my God.
And I like look at you and I'm like,
yeah, that's gay. It's
And then Carp is like, he's really not.
Yeah.
I wish. Me and the other gay boys always joke about it. The other gay camera operators.
I love that.
And they're like, okay, so I guess we're supposed to take you guys to dinner for the, we might as well do it over dinner to discuss the live show.
Great idea.
Drew is really not hands-on with this kind of thing, and we'll be running the ship, so.
Great.
And so cut to, we're at
a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, TGI Fridays.
Yeah, it's so good.
We're at TGI
Fridays. Cup of dirt, please.
And it's decorated for the holidays.
That's really cute.
So the waitress's pins are all holiday themed. She has tinsel in her hair. Her name's Stacy.
Oh my God.
We actually recruit her to be in the choir. She does the bells.
Oh, great.
And so that goes well. And at first we thought she was hitting on
either of the men.
Yeah. And you threatened her.
I said, do you want the bells or you want hells? Because I'll give you one or the other.
And so we did have to forcibly let her on the choir because she would have sued us otherwise.
Exactly.
But so we're talking, hitting things off. I'm eating the Cajun spicy shrimp and chicken pasta.
How is it?
It's good.
Damn.
It's underrated, honestly. Wow. You're eating some green bean fries.
Yeah.
The goblet-sized margaritas are flowing.
The goblet. I know. Forget about it.
Next thing you know, you and Carp are engrossed in a conversation.
We're so engrossed.
So what do you envision for the set?
The set? I want to start off with a classic from Bethlehem. And then I'm seeing us go, I saw three ships. That's a classic. Possibly a Hanukkah number just to appease the Jews. And then I'm thinking we close with Mariah.
So four songs?
The rest are just filler.
It's an hour special.
Yeah. Okay. And then should I list the whole set? Yeah.
So you want a different set for every single song?
A what?
You want a different set?
Oh, well, how hard is a backdrop?
Well, I hand make them.
I'm
a carpenter. I mean, I can do it for such a beautiful symbol of a woman.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to say, especially. Oh, wait, you weren't the ballerina. Sorry.
You should wear a Mrs. Claus costume.
Interesting.
If they even make them small enough for you.
I could try to belt it.
Well, you would have to. I actually have a Santa costume. We could be Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
And I'll be a ho, ho, ho. Oh.
And then you guys are making out.
We have to. I love that for me.
Because you're drunk on margaritas at TGI Fridays.
And who I'm like, hasn't hooked up at a TGI dirt, Fridays? Please, 2 cup of dirt.
Of what?
Cup of dirt.
Of dirt?
Remember when you were a kid and you get a cup of dirt? It's like chocolate pudding.
Oh, they
gummy
had
worms. Yeah, and Oreos on top. And like as a kid, I was like, it's a cup of dirt. Like I couldn't get over it being like, sorry, mom, I'm going to have to eat dirt. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, a worm. Oh my God, I loved it.
That's exciting.
So two cup of dirts, if you would.
One cup of dirt, two straws, yeah. two worms. And then me and what's his nuts are
Daniel
are what's happening with
you
us?
You guys are like, you're walking around. You're like, do you want to look at the salad bar? Is that Tuesdays? I forget. And you guys are walking and you're like,
we're just going for a walk inside TGI Fridays.
Yeah. You're both going to the bathroom, but it's all the way downstairs.
We're going together at the same time.
Is that weird?
Yeah, but not if we're going to hook up in there.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Okay.
I think.
Great.
I'm scared. So you guys,
well, these don't seem like they're going to be lasting relationships anyway.
It's just a fun play.
They're long distance. They live in LA.
Yeah, it's too much. But you guys go to the bathroom and this is what I imagine happens at a urinal. So you both go to your urinals.
I'm scared.
And then you both like look forward and then like.
Are we next to each other?
No, there's one in between.
Okay.
Okay, but first you see him sneak a peek, and then you sneak a peek, and then he's like, my margarita really hit, and you're like, me too, and then he pins you up against the urinal.
Again, so I'm pinned up against a public urinal at TGI Fridays?
Maybe in between them? How much room is there?
Not enough to pin me to the wall.
Okay,
and that's where the piss splash would be.
Maybe the other wall then. But he go, or you know what he does? He goes to the door and locks it.
Hot.
That's hot. And then you're like, ruh, ruh.
I was like, are we doing coke?
Yeah. And he's like, nope. And then he pins you to a clean wall.
Okay.
And then you guys are making
He cleans
out.
It.
He cleans it. Oh my God. The anticipation of that.
And I'm like, what are you
he's
doing?
Like, and he's
As
like,
he uses a spray bottle. And
yeah. And he's just like going up and down. He's like in this nice and clean.
Is he Megan
for
Fox?
You. Yeah. Is this too much?
Yeah.
He goes, I want to get it nice and clean for when I throw you against it.
And
that,
I say, please stop talking. You're ruining it.
Oh, okay. And he goes, really? I thought I was building the tension.
It's not.
Okay. So in silence, he does it.
The sexy dance with the Windex didn't really do it for me.
All right. Well.
But I appreciate the cleanliness.
Thank you. And then he pins you against the wall and you guys start making out.
Hot.
Really hot. I love that.
And so then we have to show up to the live show.
Yeah.
It's the 2 days later.
2 days later.
We haven't talked to them since.
No.
It is awkward.
Yeah.
You are covered in hickeys.
Yeah.
I've had food poisoning for 2 days. And then I was like, anybody had that cup of dirt?
I was like, something weird was in it or something.
And they're like, what are you guys doing for Christmas? They're in love with us.
I know. It's so embarrassing.
Like, what are you doing for the holidays? We'd love to see you for the holiday. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, just get behind the camera.
I'm like, let's just get this show on the road and we'll talk after the show. Right now, I'm running it with the gals.
Okay.
Okay. I simply can't. Where's my baton? What do you call it? My pointer.
Baton.
Where is it?
What?
Baton.
Baton. I'm like, where is it? I'm getting ready. I'm practicing. You have to be really loose in the wrist. People don't know that. You have to be loose in the wrist. So I'm stretching my wrist. I'm trying to get loose. I'm going over the song. We're doing Bethlehem. We're doing Three Ships. Is that the same song?
Maybe. No. What song is Bethlehem?
The one that's like, I saw three ships come sailing.
That's Three Ships.
Christmas. That's what I said.
Which song is Bethlehem?
I don't know, actually. I actually thought it was in Bethlehem. But as I sang it, I went, it's on Christmas Day.
What, Bethlehem sounds like a place you would buy
I don't
Christmas
remember.
Hams.
You know what? That's how I think we said it. That's how we said it.
Who?
I don't know. The choir I was
you
in.
You at church?
Stop.
Aren't you Jewish?
I'd take you out, throw you out. How do you like that?
Okay, so wait, like sing Bethlehem for me.
So Bethlehem, I guess, will be like, in Bethlehem, we go to Jesus. It's very religious. It's a very religious one. Then okay. It's Three Ships. Then it's the Hanukkah number.
Then O Come All Ye Faithful. I have to throw in a classic.
Like that. What about
Christmas, baby. That one.
That's a good
Michael
one.
The Michael Bublé version. We have a featured soloist.
Maybe a John Denver. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
And we do like
a fun
little.
There's a lot of boop, boop, boop.
Yeah,
boop,
keep
boop.
Things like.
That's fun.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, jingle bell rock. You know?
Yeah, and we. Oh, nay.
Then it's. Then it's
sex. Sex. What's that one?
Oh,
Santa baby.
Come on and on under
That's
the
your
tree.
Solo.
Yeah, for me. Where to call little girl Santa baby? Come hurry down the chimney tonight. I have such a weird voice in that, but it's so important because it's very cartoonish.
It's so sexy. It's so you end sexy. Up almost nude at the end.
It's a burlesque number. I love that. Then we do...
Think of all the guys that I haven't kissed.
Yeah, we do it again. This time you do it. Back to back, we have a complete comparison, which is very fun. And you're very good at it. Give us a little.
It's Santa Cutie.
Ooh.
I just remembered one little thing. A ring.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I've been an awful good girl.
Yeah.
Santa baby, now hurry down the chimney. Tonight.
There's such different interpretations, but they're so, they're each so good.
And they're really not that different at heart.
No.
I'm also naked by yeah. the end. And then Oh Holy Night. We do a quick thing. To. Jennifer Hudson comes on and sings Oh Holy Night.
Then maybe a Silent Night.
And Silent Night.
That's a good one. Remember when Raven Simone sang it on Disney Channel? I'll never forget.
I remember when she sang Superstitious by Stevie Wonder.
That was also fun when she was in The Haunted Mansion.
That was just recently.
No.
Isn't The Haunted Mansion out in theaters right now?
Yeah, but it was also out with Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
and it's a Raven. Remake.
Got it.
I think so.
I saw on TikTok a clip. You know the videos that are like, this man knows how to like... take care of, or talk to birds and whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be like a random video. Somebody made it was like, this man learned how to communicate with animals. And it's just a clip of Dr. Doolittle.
That's so funny. That was such a great movie.
Okay. But anyway, then we do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
And we do it twice.
Yeah. We do it twice. That's the encore. Because that's what people want.
And then it goes great.
It goes so well. It's psycho.
People love it.
Everybody loves it.
Drew Carey walks in. He's like, what are you guys doing next year? And we're like, what? And he's like, we're like, when next year? And he was like, every day.
Oh my God.
Every weekday. And we're like, what do you mean? And he's like, we want you to become the house choir, the Price is Right house choir.
An incredible position.
You sing the prices.
Oh my God. It's actually so fun.
344.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And like for how much is this Tabasco?
Yeah.
And then when people get it right, there's maybe a little jingle.
It's like, yes, it's like, you got it right. And if it's wrong, it's like, boom, 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 boom. And people love it.
They live.
They live for it.
And so then we have these guys and right. they're like, so it sounds like
you're gonna be moving here.
You're gonna be moving here. And we're like, oh
God, when does it end?
And we're like, listen, it's nothing against you.
No.
We're choir girls.
Yeah.
We just cannot be held down to one stage hand.
No, we say
I'm gonna fuck
every
stage
single
hand
person
in
here.
This fucking
that's my right
studio.
Yeah.
Except for you, Drew. I can see you eyeing me, and that was not for you.
That wasn't an invitation, Drew.
But that would be inappropriate.
That's inappropriate. You're
our
boss.
Ew. And they're like, don't you want to settle down? And we're like,
a choir girl settling down?
Yeah.
That's more like a bass and an alto.
If I wanted to
together.
Settle down,
yeah.
I'd do a cappella.
Exactly. And I'm like, yeah. And we're just kind of like, you don't have to say you're a bad bitch when you're a bad bitch, but it's very much implied. Okay. And we walk off like two bad bitches and we actually high five our choir sticks.
Our cymbals.
Yeah.
Ding!
And then it says like, you and I went to fuck the entire crew within, you know.
It comes up like, whatever our names were.
What were they?
I don't think we ever named ourselves.
You know, we're nameless.
Fucked their way through the entire Price is Right staff until they had to hire an all new staff. And then we fucked our way through them also. And
we also get to be on Deal or No Deal. The choir is on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
Those
and
are
eventually
the
we're
background.
On like the Tonight Show. Exactly. Instead of a band.
It's us.
It's the choir.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course a tell all about our toxic work environment comes out.
Of course.
And
then like Stacey and Clinton, we reconcile and go on a reunion tour.
Yeah. And this is all told through newspaper clippings.
Yeah, which I love. Like a very Richie Rich. Yeah. Like it's very, that's the vibe.
Headlines.
While a Raven Simone song plays.
And we are old. We're
very old.
85.
At least.
And it's a sprawling mansion.
Big.
Giant. And we are standing at the front doors.
I'm smoking.
You're still smoking. We still look amazing. And I'm like, well, I guess that's it. We fucked everybody in Hollywood.
I go, Canada?
And that's the end.
That's the end. It's actually, this is a, you know, trilogy where they do go to Canada. Yeah. And after that, they reveal that they actually go to Down Under, which no one saw them going to Australia, but that's, they decided.
Spooky Kooky Choir takes the Outback.
Exactly. The Outback. So, and it's called.
The Bareback.
Yeah, the Bear.
Bareback Outback.
that's what the title got.
And we
got
eat at Outback. It's not actually in Australia. No. We're just out of Outback Steakhouse.
But it felt like Australia to us, and everyone had an accent. So we were like, Bloomin' Onion, two to go.
Crikey.
It's called the Kooky Spooky Choir Takes.
Choir with a K.
Choir with a K. Takes Price is Right.
I think
Hollywood.
It could just be.
Okay, what is it?
A Kooky Spooky Choir story.
Oh, cute.
And then the next one can be like, the choir takes Outback. A Kooky
like
Spooky
that.
Choir
okay.
story. That's sort of like the it's a very Lifetime.
It's so Lifetime.
Like how there's the, it's like an Aurora Tea Garden story and it's all fucking Candace Cameron.
Oh.
I hate the homos. And she's like a detective.
Yeah.
Or the Plum Pudding Mystery series.
I hear you.
It's very that. And it's given us a lot of opportunity.
It's been really great for our careers and our bank account.
But speaking of live shows.
Yeah, that was a little something that it's like, yeah, get your tickets.
Okay, so get your tickets. The link is in the episode page on podcast. It's also in our bios on Instagram.
Yep.
October 30th, virtual.
Virtual,
okay?
Honey.
You can come drunk, high, with no pants on.
We don't
that's
care.
What I will be doing.
Send in your pumpkin pics before so we can roast and toast them, which I'm excited for that to be our new thing forever.
I love it.
Maybe we start next week. Who's to say? You can also go to our Patreon, Middle Children. You can go to the Facebook group.
And if you become a Marsha, you'll get the show for free. The next day or soon thereafter.
Exactly. Because that's
hopefully the
next
day because it'll be Halloween. So
that's exciting. And happy spooky kooky to you.
And until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.